Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good evening out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Brilliant Ideas, your humble host, and you're listening to Grills Gone Wild, and I am broadcasting from beautiful San Diego, California, where the rain is coming down and it's like cats and dogs. But it never rains in Southern California, so we can't complain. And we are here tonight, and as you can see, I am crispy-less. Crispy has not shown up to the show again tonight. So all those that may be listening, I'm taking applications for a sidekick. Basically, all you have to do as a sidekick on our radio show is say, be able to say three words: awesome, sweet, and interesting. My sidekick, don't know where he's at, but maybe he'll show up a little bit later. I'd like to thank everybody who has been supporting the show. We have been going since September, and each month we are beating the numbers from the month before. We're having great talent on the show, and we just appreciate everybody being out there supporting our show, listening in each and every week. And also for those who are listening maybe for the first time on Friday night, don't forget we also have a Saturday morning show, which is called Green Ideas Radio, the bad boys of the foodie airwaves. And that's where we talk, about food and all kinds of stuff. I mean, you never know where it's going to go, but it's supposed to be a foodie show. And we appreciate all the support we've had from that. And everybody, please listen to that tomorrow morning. That's at 8:30 Saturday morning, West Coast time. And I wanted to also mention that those of you that are listening tonight, we're going to actually be starting a contest starting today. And what we will be doing, if you listen to the show, we'll be asking a trivia question on Saturday morning about something about the show that happened on Friday night. And if you tune in Saturday morning, all you have to do is answer the question, and you will win a free prize. We've got some Brilliant Ideas coffee mugs that basically has our two ugly mugs on the front. And that'll be one of the gifts we'll be giving out, and then there'll be more gifts coming as time goes by. And so listen up closely, because there'll be a question tomorrow morning about what happened today. And then tomorrow we'll be doing the same thing, asking a question later on tomorrow's show about something happening on Saturday show. So we'll be giving out a couple of prizes each week. So everybody kind of stay tuned, listen up, and get your chance to win. All you got to do is call in and answer the question. Also, I'd like to thank our sponsor, which is High Roller Spirits. High Roller Spirits has been supporting us now for, going on 2 months now. And High Roller Spirits makes a sweet potato vodka. And if you haven't tried it out, please try it out. Go to their website, and here's their commercial. We do appreciate them helping us out on the show and sponsoring the show. And if you by chance have a product that you would like to have mentioned on our show and be a sponsor, please get in contact with us. But here's a little ad for our sponsor, High Roller Spirits.
High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the double gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.
Yes, so please check out High Roller Spirits or sweetpotatovodka.com. Check out their product. I think you will enjoy it. And tonight we're supposed to be having a country music singer by the name of Lathan Moore. And it's obviously Friday the 13th because I have no sidekick. And at the present moment, I have no guest. So we're just batting 1,000 here. But Lathan Moore is a country music singer from Nashville that we're supposed to have on our show. And we did this happen to us last week, and these guys get mixed up with the time sometimes and figure out when they're supposed to call in. But I'm going to play one of Lathan Moore's songs for you. And hopefully, if we keep our fingers crossed and we don't have bad luck on Friday the 13th, we will have Lathan on our show here shortly as soon as he calls in. So everybody sit back and listen. This is Lathan Moore and his song, Forever Man.
Some take love for granted, treat diamonds like drops of rain, take the blessings they've been handed, in a moment throw it all away. But girl, your heart is different heartache every day. Seems there's not much you can count on, but count on things to change. But one thing stays the same.
Sure as the morning sun, I'm gonna prove my some take love for granted. Treat diamonds like drops of rain.
And that was Lathan Moore and his song Forever Man. And I don't have Lathan Moore here, who's supposed to be my guest tonight. We were supposed to have three hunks on the show, and we stuck with just one. I don't know what happened to either one of my parties here, but anyway, that was Lathan Moore and his song Forever Man, and unfortunately, it's very difficult to interview a guest when they don't show up, but I actually have a phone call, and I recognize the number, and I'm going to patch the phone call in, because right now I'll talk to anybody that happens to call in. And this is Green Ideas Radio, Girls Gone Wild, and I know who this number is. This is Lucky Lady Laurie.
Yes, it is, and I'm here for you to throw me under the bus.
This is amazing.
Well, this is your sidekick.
Okay, you be my sidekick, because this is live radio. So you never know what's going to happen, and I guess I decided I'm just going. I'll back the bus up on you whenever I get a couple of laughs or something. So just stand by behind the bus, and I'll just put it in reverse. I don't know where our guest is.
Over.
Well,
should I go now or should I wait?
Well, I guess what we'll do is we will play another song of Lathan Moore, and maybe he will show up here. It's so weird. No one understands how to figure out the time with West Coast, East Coast, Nashville. So I'm assuming he's got mixed up on time. So I'm going to play another one of his song. And, Laurie, would you like to hang by and listen?
I certainly will. That's what friends are for. I'm here.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to play another Lathan Moore song. Let's go with the song called I Fall. And right now I'm falling flat on my face with this radio show tonight. But here's Lathan Moore's song, I Fall.
To stand my ground in a rumble, you have to hit me pretty hard to see me stumble. When I draw the line, I don't back down for nothing, but I gotta watch my step when it comes to your loving. I fall deeper every time I see your face, and there goes my heart bouncing off the wall. With a little faith, you can move a mountain. Well, girl, you're moving me. That old reverie's accounting. I fall deeper every time I see your face, and there goes my heart bouncing off the wall.
Goes by
And that was Lathan Moore, I Fall. And he's a pretty good singer. Hi, Laurie.
He was good. Yeah, I liked the first song. This one, you know, a little more on the wild side, but it was very good.
So how's it going in Las Vegas? What's going on out there since you called in? Let's talk about what's hot in Las Vegas.
Oh, I thought I could just be crispy. His job is easy. He says nothing but awesome and sweet.
Well, you can say that. That's true. All I really need is a recording of him saying those three words, and I think I've got it pretty much covered for him. If he ever misses the show, I'll just hit a button and it'll say awesome, sweet.
Anyway, as far as Vegas, it's been cold today. It's been cold the past couple of days. It was actually very windy, my temperature in the car, I think, was reading like 59 or 58, something like that. That's cold for this time of year. How's the weather there? Warm?
Well, no, we're actually getting lots of rain in San Diego, and it's been raining all day, pouring cats and dogs, and we need the rain, but it's not sunny California here on Friday the 13th, but we can't complain because, you know, 350 days out of the year we have sunshine, so we can't complain when it rains. Well, what we'll do is, since I have got nothing planned other than I was going to interview a singer, I guess we'll play his music in case he does show up here in the next 15 minutes or so. And let's see. I'll play his song, My Love Ain't Going Nowhere, and because right now this show ain't going nowhere either.
We're not going anywhere either.
So everybody who's listening, hang tight. I'm going to play another Lathan Moore song, and that's what we were supposed to do tonight in between interview him. So here's another one of his songs. At least he sent me the music. So everybody sit back and listen to Lathan Moore's song, My Love Ain't Going Nowhere.
Got my bags packed, time to hit the road, but I'll be back before you know I'm gone. So come on, girl, let go of my keys. Gonna call you in a little while, once I get through first 100 miles or so. So you know ain't no need to worry. Tonight you may fall asleep alone. But just like Georgia's always gonna burn Tennessee, the sun is always gonna come up from the east, like November leads to December. Something there, hit it real good. I could tell you where, but I won't. It's more fun. I promise, girl, you'll like it. Tonight, while you're drifting off to dream, remember, just like Georgia's always gonna burn Tennessee, the sun is always gonna come up from the east, like November
that was Lathan Moore, My Love Ain't Going Nowhere, and I'm not going anywhere either. Can you tell when a person who's on a live radio show is panicking, Laurie?
I'm sorry. Did you just say something to me?
Yes. I said, can you tell when someone's on a live radio show when they're panicking?
No. You're doing great. I'm sorry about that. I was just trying to hope that my little dog over here was staying quiet while I was on the radio. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is he going to bark?
So I guess I got to find out, do you know how to do voiceovers and commercials? Because I may be needing a sidekick, because when I get done with the show and I call him and wake his butt up and say, where the heck were you for 2 weeks in a row? Do you know how to do voiceovers?
I'll learn very quick.
I guess we'll change this show to be Great Ideas and the Lucky Lady Laurie Show from now on, because my crispy critter friend is not showing up as he's supposed to. But anyway, we'll continue going here. No guest, no sidekick, but hey, I got Lucky Lady Laurie on the radio, so that's the best of all worlds anyway.
if I do voiceover, I'm gonna have to change my accent and really practice on that too, don't you think?
Yeah, you might need to work on that.
I have worked on that.
So, would you like to listen to some more Lathan Moore music, Laurie?
Yes. You know what? Can I tell you that I actually had a good Friday the 13th today.
Did you? What happened?
Yes, I did. Well, I went to this bookstore. It's a used bookstore, but a great restaurant is friends with them and suggested that maybe they carry my book, even though it's new. So I went there, and they took a dozen books, which was really nice. And they sold almost all of them out within an hour just from their friends who were in the bookstore.
No kidding.
And then this guy who comes in once in a while to visit, he grows his own roses. Here in Las Vegas, he grows tons of them. He had a whole bouquet for the lady who owns the store. So, of course, I went right to the – I love yellow, and there was this beautiful yellow rose, and he gave me the yellow rose, and I have it now. I'm looking at it. So it was a great day.
Well,
so I have a yellow rose.
And since you're filling in for Crispy and everybody who's listening, you need to put a little plug in for your book and your website and give everybody your website address for your book.
Oh, okay, thank you. It's theworldoflasvegasdining.com. And
hey,
how do I, don't know, Grillion, I'm not good at this. Can you plug it for me?
Well, what I was going to say, everybody who's listening, if you don't know of Laurie's book, check out their website. It's a book about fine dining in Las Vegas. Laurie and her husband, John, spent, what, how many years now working on the project?
I'm in like a hole and I can't get out. Let me see. I've been here. It took 2.5 years to do the book. It took a long time because you have to get in touch with all the famous chefs that are here to interview them, to get all their pictures, to get all the information. So that takes a long time. And then we had to eat at all these restaurants. So we ate 750 meals in 2 years.
Wow.
It was just a food marathon. And so I guess it'll be 4 years August. We've been here, so we're still out there promoting it every day and doing book signings. And, you know, when you publish a book, you have to really be out there hustling to sell it. That's the key.
Yep.
A lot of people don't sell books because they just give it to, like, a Barnes & Noble and then they leave it. But you have to really do a lot more than that. So I'll be
and
here
it's called,
for another.
It's called the World of Las Vegas Signing. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
.com. And if everybody who's listening want to check out Laurie's book, certainly go to the website and click on the purchase button and buy 8, 10, 12, 15, 20, however many you would like.
I'm sorry, did you say what's the name of the book? And I said .com. I wasn't sure if you said the website. I have my dog, believe it or not, is sitting right next to me biting my fingers because I think he wants to go for a walk. And I'm trying to concentrate.
What we'll do is, if you need to take your dog out, I'll play another one of Lathan Moore's songs, and we'll come back and chat for a moment. And I guess I'll play this song. It's called Ain't Nothing Like a Woman. And everybody's listening, hang tight, and we'll come back. And we'll talk a little bit more about Laurie and her book and her adventure and try to waste another 20 minutes or so. Everybody hang tight. This is Lathan Moore's song, and we'll be right back.
At the Bellagio next month,
okay.
On the 26th, we're going to do a nice big book signing and have a wine tasting on Wilson Creek. That's the wine and festival I was talking about. Remember I had mentioned it? I was at Bubblicious and they do an almond champagne?
Yes.
Well, they're going to be doing the wine tasting and doing a nice pouring with us there. So I'm excited about that.
Okay. That's Wilson Creek Vineyards, the ones that are in Temecula, right down the road from me.
Yeah, lucky.
So you're selling thousands and thousands and thousands of books. Are you going to remember us little people when you become rich and famous?
absolutely. I think I'll just retire early and live a nice little quiet life.
There you go. Well, I do appreciate you.
Hey, this guy's good, actually. Getting back to Lathan Moore, he's good.
Yeah, he is really good. It's unfortunate he didn't show up for his interview, but he's got a real good talent, and he's actually making it pretty big in Nashville now. I think he's got a foothold, and he's been around for a little while, and I guess he's got the right connections. And I liked his music and wanted to have him on. But I think he's like 29 years old, so yeah, he's kind of a young guy. So anyway, I do appreciate you coming on and filling in for Crispy and talking about your book when I'm sucking wind here and don't have any guest or sidekick. But I'll let you go since I know your dog needs to go pee. So. Well, we appreciate it. And mention your website again so for those that are listening and may not know about. Give the website address again.
Sure. www.theworldoflasvegasdining.com.
All right, and I'll actually let you go with your theme song, Viva Las Vegas, and then I'll come back and close out the show and tell everybody about what's going to be happening tomorrow. And I guess
I'll leave you and I'll just say awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome, sweetie.
All right, well, thanks a lot, and everybody, this is ZZ Top, Viva Las Vegas.
Okay, bye-bye.
Y'all still want me to come with you?
Viva Las Vegas.
And that was Viva Las Vegas by ZZ Top. And if you've been listening in, this is Grillin' Ideas, and this is our Grills Gone Wild. And it's been one of those Grills Gone Wild evenings on Friday the 13th where just nothing goes right. But we appreciate all those that may be listening. Tomorrow morning we have our 8:30 food show, and tomorrow we have Angela Garcia of Most Wanted Winery coming on to talk about their Oakdale winery. It's a boutique wine, and that'll be very interesting to learn about what they're doing. Really cool website, and their product's excellent. And then Andre Carr, who some of you may listen to our show, who was unable to make our show a few weeks ago, it'll be coming on and singing his unique, I guess you call it unique gospel music. And then we got a few surprises. And also, don't forget, tomorrow morning we do have our giveaway. For anybody who listened tonight, there's going to be a giveaway for a question, trivia question in the morning. And then listen in all day tomorrow in our from our 8:30 to 10 o'clock hour. And at the end of the show, or close to the end of the show, we'll be asking another trivia question. And we'll be giving out gifts and try to get that going and do that every week. But we appreciate everybody tuning in. Hopefully next week we'll have a guest and a sidekick. And I appreciate Lucky Lady Laurie filling in for Crispy. And everybody come back next week at same time, same place, 9 p.m. West Coast time for you guys out on the East Coast. That's midnight. And everyone have a nice Saturday evening. I'm sorry, Saturday evening, Friday evening, and we will see you Saturday morning. And I'm going to close out with an oldie moldy from the Bengals, Walk Like an Egyptian. Everybody have a nice evening and take care and see you in the morning.
On. walk like an Egyptian.